Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priest who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Special forces appear out of nowhere, with high-powered weapons drawn. Each of the troops is equipped with night vision, because the power had just been cut off to the building. In the confusion, any enemy that wanders too close to a window is cut down by a bullet fired by a sniper stationed almost a mile away. Moments later, when the scene becomes settled and the lights are turned back on, few of the enemies are left standing, and the head of state has been freed. That's what we expect to happen when a king or president or other powerful political leader falls into enemy hands. That's not what happened when Jesus was captured. There was no special ops mission, no soldiers bravely organizing a daring rescue. His legions of powerful angels were left on standby as their master suffered brutal beatings and was dragged before the Roman governor for trial. Jesus is a different kind of king. This is the king who truly loves his subjects so much that he did not want his angelic warriors to fight for his release. The whole reason he was born into this world was to take care of his people's greatest need. In order to do that, he had to be arrested, beaten, put on trial, and ultimately executed. Jesus came into our world to testify to the truth. That truth is sin destroys. But because he loves you and me, our King chose to bear the destruction of our sin in our place. That is why, even though he had the power to free himself, he willingly stood there on trial, awaiting the suffering that you and I deserve, all so that we can be free and live eternally. Lord Jesus, my King, thank you for the love that you showed in willingly taking my place and winning forgiveness and eternal life for me. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.